if I were to sit down at my altar to pray to Ganesha and chant a mala, and then use Enochian vision magic to summon the spirit Exarp, and then visit my local Catholic church to say a few Hail Marys, it would seem, on the surface, that I am doing very different things. But really, aren't they all the same? Each is an attempt to communicate with an invisible intelligence. And, we could say, the same about Ouija boards, seances, rain dances, many forms of meditation, spiritualism, pagan rituals, and the list goes on, and on, and on, and on. In fact, attempts to contact invisible intelligences are probably the most fundamental feature of all the practices, philosophies, and beliefs that humans lump together in the category spirituality. What are we to make of this? For hardcore atheists, rationalists, and materialists, it is easy to dismiss all such communication attempts as foolish superstition. But even they must confront the great question of why humans do this. If we are indeed a species created by chance mutation, just why is it that we have wasted so much effort in presumably fruitless supplication of ineffable, non-existent beings? Put another way, what is the evolutionary value of prayer, if prayers are addressed to no one and accomplish nothing? Believers in various religions and spiritual paths have to ask a different version of the question, why? Why aren't our conversational gambits more effective? Just why is it that we can spend so much time praying, chanting, meditating, and so forth, and spend maybe entire lifetimes doing those things with so little certainty that we are being heard? Because it's no use pretending to certainty when it comes to spirit contact. God doesn't send us letters in the mail, and he doesn't even seem to speak out loud in a voice that anyone can hear. Instead, we look for subtleties. If we see a bird acting funny, for example, or if we get an unexpected check in the mail, we interpret it as a sign, an answer from Jehovah, or whatever spirit is most in mind for us. But really, if they're so smart and powerful, why don't they just pick up the phone? Well, this isn't one of those confessions that concludes with a meaningful insight or a moral lesson. I'm as confused as you. Or perhaps, if you're not confused, I want you to be. This thing we humans do, these attempts to open up channels of communication with invisible worlds that can't be definitely proven to exist, they are, in a way, the most human things we do. And we have been doing them persistently for at least tens of thousands of years. So if you have a method of prayer, maybe ask yourself, why isn't this working better? And if you don't have a way to pray, maybe ask yourself, am I being as human as I want to be? Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.